Breaking Soul Ties with Shaladio. On this broadcast, Shaladio teaches God's word on soul ties and other relationship issues affecting the believer. Listen and be blessed. Super excited to bring this news to you. Breaking Soul Ties now comes to Lagos, Nigeria on the 16th of May 2015. Register now for free on www.soulties-niger.xyz. I repeat, www.soulties-niger.xyz. Hurry now, see you there!
Hi there. Welcome to the program. My name is Shola Adio. Welcome to episode 15 of our series on how to believe God for a spouse. In this series, I'm sharing fundamental spiritual principles that will help single men and women to believe God for a spouse and to also find their spouse. I will be sharing core principles of confessions, faith, hope, seed principle, prayer, discernment, and so on. This series will apply to both men and women. Before I start, I want to share this prayer with you. You can find this prayer in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. I advise very strongly that you pray this prayer for yourself on a daily basis. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask, O God, that you open the eyes of our understanding to behold the wondrous things out of thy law today. In Jesus' name, amen. Last week was Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, and we looked into resurrection power. Last week, we saw the example of Lazarus being raised from the dead by Jesus, and we saw that resurrection power cannot be limited by duration of your problem or severity of your problem. And we saw that when Jesus Christ raised Lazarus up from the dead. And we also learned that we can use the word of God spoken through our lips, as well as praises coming through our lips as well, to walk in resurrection power in the midst of our situations. There's quite a fair bit of more stuff I would have loved to share on that, which I will be doing today and next week, and that will take us into the seed principle but if you missed out on last week's broadcast, please make sure you look for it. And that is episode 14. That was the one we had on Resurrection Sunday. You don't want to miss it. Very powerful. It will encourage you and it will build up. It will help you build up your faith. Now, today, we're going to keep on now and go on a little bit more into the basis of resurrection power, and use that as a springboard into the seed principle. And we're going to look at principles of the kingdom, how to operate in the kingdom. Before I start, I just want to say this. Many times I look, you know, at the way things are going on in the Christian world, especially in Nigeria, where I grew up. I was a Christian in Nigeria for several years. That's pretty much like 1.5 decades. Yeah, I was born again Christian, and I also served in the ministry altogether for at least about 1.5 decades before I left the country. And there was something I noticed. You know, within the Christian culture, I would say there was a Christian culture in Nigeria. Some parts of this culture were aligned with the word of God. Some parts of this culture also were not in line with the word of God. Now, there was something I noticed. I noticed, and this actually was like a spillover from the, should I say, the previous generation of Christians who actually did not embrace Pentecostalism. They came in from the Orthodox side, and from the the spiritual Aladura side. Now, this is what it is. Now, I noticed that a lot of Christians were not grounded in the Word of God. Now, they were Christians. They were turning up in church in whatever shape or form, but they were not grounded in the Word of God. And whenever they had a challenge or they had a problem, there was this system whereby they would go over to someone else who appeared to be more in touch with God than themselves to get their problem solved. In fact, myself and my friends back home, we used to call it the Babalawo mentality, you know, like the herbalist mentality, that whenever you have a problem, you go to the man who allegedly has better connection with God or better access to God than yourself, so that he can help you act as a broker between yourself and God. But if you study Christianity well in the New Testament, you'll discover that that arrangement, that pattern of Christian practice is actually wrong. It is absolutely wrong. God has no grandchildren. He has no grandchildren. God only has children. So it means that as God's children, all of us have equal access, equal and unrestricted access to the things of God. We have equal and unrestricted access to answered prayer. Some people admittedly get better results than some other people simply because they found a key, they used it, and they're getting results. Some others don't get results, not because they don't have equal access, but because they have not found the key, they've not taken time to find the key, and they've not taken time to use the key to unlock themselves into a limitless world of answered prayers. So I just want to, you know, like, put this on the table. You may disagree with it, but it doesn't matter. It is the Word of God. We all have access into the things of God, equal and unrestricted access into the things of God. And that's that is pretty much New Testament Christianity. So what I noticed was that a lot of Christians did not live their lives based on the Word. A lot of Christians did not have the Word of God stored in them. They did not participate in the Kingdom of God process. So what then happened was that any time they got into a problem, they would run to their pastors, the same way people on the other side of the divide who were not worshiping Jesus, maybe people worshiping these other gods, like, you know, Shango, Ogunwa, and those sort of gods. What they will do is that they will run to brokers who stood between them as mediators between themselves and the higher power. And that is what that mentality, unfortunately, was brought over into modern day Christianity, especially in Africa, where when you have a problem, you have not actually been well taught to find a way in God to solve that problem, but you've been taught to run over to another man who appears to have better access than you to the things of God, so that he can solve that problem on your behalf. And that actually is not the Christianity that Jesus Christ died for. So what exactly is the role of the pastor, the role of the teacher, the role of the ministers in church? Their role is to prepare us for the work of the ministry, which means that they are meant to teach us what to do, so that when they are not there, we are doing it in their absence. Not only are we doing it in their absence, we are also teaching other people how to do it. Do you understand now? So it's like, as a Christian, God has not called you to be permanently tied to the apron strings of your pastors or your GO or your bishop or your apostles or your prophets. No. God has called them. God set them in their various offices to teach you, to train you in the things of God so that you can independently go up to God and secure answered prayers, secure miracles, secure interventions on your own, and then also be able to teach other people around you how to do such things that you have learned in the Word of God. And that is how the gospel is going to spread all over the world. We need Christians today who have backbones. We need Christians today who have been well taught, who have been well discipled in the Word of God, who will go out there and make other disciples of the Word of God. Now, I'm not talking about rascalism. I'm not talking about you not having mentors. I'm not talking about you not having references. I'm not talking about you not sitting under constituted church authority. That's not what I'm talking about. Don't get me wrong. What I'm talking about is that you are constantly learning from the people that God has set over you so that you can demonstrate the power of God, secure the intervention of God in your own personal situations without having to run to them like a small baby. Do you understand? And let me even tell you something. There are some things in your life today that you have to sort out with the Word of God that you know that you cannot even disclose them to the person next to you, because by the time you disclose such things, in fact, the person will be to be too overwhelming. Seriously, I mean, come to think of it now, there are deacons in church fighting pornographic problems. Now, they cannot tell the pastor, because the pastor, they'll be like, wow, how will the pastor look at me if he discovers that I'm struggling with pornography and masturbation? Do you understand what I'm talking about? So that's why it is important that you know the Word of God to a point where you are confident enough to use the Word of God to secure a miracle on your own without any babysitting from church elders. Now, this is not kindergarten Christianity that I've just shared with you. This is proper Christianity that Jesus Christ died for. Do you understand? Many times, what I saw while I was growing up as a Christian in Nigeria is that people took Christianity like a fire brigade thing. Now, I only ever think of the fire service if there is fire burning somewhere. When there's no fire burning, I don't even think about them. I don't even know that they exist. Seriously, they are way off my mind. I'm thinking of other things. And that is the way many people approach Christianity. They don't think about God. But it is only when there is a fire burning in their lives that they now pick up the phone and call 9999 and try to get God on the scene. But let me tell you something. Christianity is not a fire brigade profession. Christianity is a famine profession. And I'll continue with that after the break. See you guys after the break.
Welcome back to the second part of this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. Listen and be blessed.
Welcome back. Now, the last thing I said before the break was that Christianity is not a fire brigade profession where God is not like your fireman where you just you only think about him when there is a fire burning on your property. That is not how Christianity was configured by God. And sad to say, many Christians, this is how they operate. They only ever think about God when there is a crisis. And because they have no roots, they have no grounding, they have no foundation in the Word, what they then do is that they start running around asking for prayers, begging for help, because they did nothing up till that day that trouble started. And that's the way many ministries are configured today. They configure those ministries for you to keep coming and for you to keep depending on the human leaders that are there, but they do not teach you the principles of the Word of God that will allow you to go out there and believe God for something and get it done. Pray fast, believe God, speak God's word to get a miracle for yourself. And you know it, and you know that you know that you know that you know that you have proved the Word of God in your own personal life, and you will not be shaken anymore like a reed. So that's where I left off. Now, the next thing I also said was that Christianity is actually a farming profession, and I'll show you that in a few scriptures. Now, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we're going to read verses 35 to 38. Now, remember last week we said something about the resurrection, and Jesus said that I am the resurrection and the life, and that if you believe in him, even though you are dead, you will live again. So we saw from that scripture that Jesus Christ announced himself as the resurrection and the life. And you know, the good news about Christianity, the good news about of the gospel, is that this same Jesus Christ who proclaimed himself as the resurrection and the life now lives on the inside of me because I have accepted him as my Lord and Savior. This same Jesus Christ also lives on the inside of you because you have accepted him as Jesus, as Lord and Savior. But let's read something about the resurrection power in that passage, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 35 to 38. He says that, but some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? So, I mean, this was like, Paul was trying to answer skeptics about the resurrection. The resurrection that will happen on the last day. And you see, all this is actually a type of what we are supposed to experience on a daily basis as Christians. He says, thou fool. Now, the reason why Paul will use that language, thou fool, meant that this was something that should have been so obvious to you, but yet you didn't see it. He says, that which thou sowest is not quickened. Quickened means made alive, and that is the product of resurrection power, except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or of some other grain, but God giveth it a body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body. So what Paul is saying here is that it is when something has died that you can speak about resurrection power. And also, we know that we have many situations that we're grappling with today that the world has considered dead, that you too also have considered dead. So we are in a good position here now. We're in a good position and to experience resurrection power. And he says that thou which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bear grain. What Paul is saying here is that the maize seed never looks like the maize plant. That what you are doing is that you are sowing a seed, a grain, into the earth, but that when it springs forth, it is going to become a plant that doesn't look exactly like the seed. Of course, we know that we're going to have some fruit coming from the plant that will also bear the same seed, the same sort of seeds that you sowed into the ground. But what he's saying is that the appearance of the plant doesn't exactly look like the appearance of the seed that you put in. And also, we're seeing also what Paul is trying to establish again is that as long as we are sure that a seed put in the ground by a farmer will bring forth a plant, same way we are sure that our dead bodies will become resurrection bodies on the last day. So Paul was trying to establish something, that if you are so sure that when you put seed in the ground that you're going to get a plant, then you should also be so sure that when you put the seed of your dead body or dead situation in the ground, you are coming up with resurrection power. So we see here, and let's go to verses 42 and to 44 of the same 1 Corinthians 15. It says, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. It is sown in natural body, it is so raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. So we see here from the scriptures that resurrection power is likened to the process of famine, the process of sowing something into the ground and reaping it on a later date. And it is on this basis that I will now begin to ease ourselves into the kingdom of God principle. Now, what do I mean by the kingdom of God principle? Let us go to Mark chapter 4. We're going to read verses 26 to 29 as we begin to draw a close on this session, and then we'll talk a bit more, a lot more rather, about the kingdom of God principle when we meet again next week. Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 29. And this was Jesus speaking here, and this is a very powerful principle that you must never miss. Mark chapter 4, verses 26 to 29. And Jesus said, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground. So Jesus is trying to tell us here that, look, if you want to know how the kingdom of God operates, if you want to know how easy the kingdom of God is, if you want to know how straightforward the kingdom of God is, all you need to do is to understand what happens when a man puts seed in the ground. So what Jesus is saying is that Christianity is as simple and non-complicated as you putting seed in the ground. He says it is as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. Did you see that? So what Jesus is saying is that if you want to see the kingdom of God operate in your life, you need to look at the kingdom of God from the same perspective at which a farmer looks at his process. What does a farmer do? A farmer puts seed in the ground and he goes to sleep at night, and then he rises up the following day and goes to the farm, and then he observes that the seed has sprung up and grown up, and he knoweth not how. Now, many of us in Christianity, we're trying to know how. We're trying to work things with our intellect. So when somebody asked me one day that is it okay for Christians to go to dating sites, and we're trying to justify it to me, I said, look, the reason you want to go to dating site is because you don't know how the kingdom of God operates. If you know how the kingdom of God operates, you will put the seed of the word of God into your heart, and then you will go to sleep. Seriously. And then you will rise the following day, and then you will see that seed spring forth, and you knoweth not how. And by the time people ask you to explain your testimony, you will not be able to tell them that this is exactly what you did apart from putting the seed into the ground. So it means that if God then led you, let's say God led you right now to go to McDonald's down the road, and you met your wife there, and you are giving the testimony that, well, I met my wife at McDonald's. Now, the person you are testifying to cannot go to McDonald's immediately after that testimony to go and meet his own wife. No, he's not going to happen. Why? Because you don't know how your testimony came forth. All you know is that you put the seed of the word into your heart. And you see what is happening today that I also see in Christianity, Pentecostal Christianity in Nigeria, is that people are giving testimonies. Now, people come out and give genuine testimonies of how they put the seed of the word into their heart, and then they got a manifestation and they knoweth not how. But then when they describe these testimonies, and maybe the description of the testimony, somebody could say something like, there was a lady who testified that she was believing God for someone to marry, and then she decided one day, when she was going to go for a Christian meeting that she will not wear any makeup at all, that she wants whoever that is going to marry her to see her without makeup so that it will be as though she did not use any natural advantage to get that man. But the woman had the word rooted in her heart, and guess what? She went for that meeting, no makeup, no Mary Kay foundation, blah de blah, and there was a guy who walked up to her in that meeting and just loved this woman, took her email address, and they are married. Now if I share that testimony with you, it is wrong for you to now wake up in the morning and say, oh, me too, I will not use makeup, so that the same way it happened for that woman, it will also happen for me. No, you are wrong. The Bible says that, and shall sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, and he knoweth not how. Did you see that? So God has not called us to imitate people's testimonies, because you don't know how. God has a million ways of how he can get things to happen for you. You should not pick somebody. You should not pick somebody and because of the way they got their own testimony and imitate that testimony. And that is what we call the kingdom of God principle. The emphasis of the kingdom of God principle is on you casting seed into the ground and watering that seed. We're going to talk more about that next week, but then let's go on. Let's finish up that passage. It says, and shall sleep and rise night and day, and the seed shall spring forth and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear, and when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. So I just want to say to you today that yes, we are believing God for a spouse, but the things I'm sharing with you are the principles by which you must live every part of your life. The kingdom of God principles, the kingdom of God, where you cast seed into the ground and you sleep and rise night and day, and the seed springs forth. That is how God designed Christianity. He didn't design it as a fire brigade profession. Many of us only go to church because we are looking for a spouse. So when now you finish getting that spouse, you get a spouse, we won't see you in church again, because your life was never based on the kingdom of God. You are just like a smash and grab Christian, that you only go to church when there's something to grab. And once we finish grabbing that thing, we will not see you in church again, because you have a fire brigade mentality to Christianity, not a farmer's mentality. You must have a farmer's mentality to Christianity, where the fruit that you eat today, you already sowed the seed of it 2 years ago. And I'll teach you all these things over the next 3 to 4 sessions. So God bless you. See you guys next week. Make sure you listen to this over and over again. Bye.
So super excited to bring this news to you. Breaking Soul Ties now comes to Lagos, Nigeria on the 16th of May 2015. Register now for free on www.soulties-niger.xyz. I repeat, www.soulties-niger.xyz. Hurry now. See you there. Thanks for listening to this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. To learn more about Soul Ties on Twitter, please follow our Shola Adio and our Soul Ties tweets. You can also visit www.breakingsoulties.com to read up on Soul Ties. To contact Shola Adio, please send an email to breakingsoulties@charisministries.org. That is K-A-R-I-S. ministries.org. You can also chat with him on BBM by using the following pin, 52C7F3CD. I repeat, 52C7F3CD. We have come to the end of this episode of Breaking Soul Ties with Shola Adio. See you again same time next week.
Jesus is Lord.